how do we show up in the world? Well, who is we? It's us. You know, like, what are we bringing out into the world? So if our core being is wounded or easily triggered or has no self-esteem or is fearful or anxious or depressed, then that's the energy we are contributing to collective consciousness.
Well, welcome everybody to Connect, Inspire, Create, where we delve into the challenges and triumphs of midlife woman business owners. Join me as we explore strategies, mindset shifts, and self-care practices to help you create a more balanced week. Whether you're juggling clients, family commitments, or personal growth, this episode will guide you towards a healthier, more fulfilling life. To my new listeners, welcome. Thank you for being here with us today. Today, we're going to be talking about polishing the gem, self-development in midlife, and helping women in that midlife stage find their purpose and share it through mentorship with my guest, Rachel Astarte. Welcome, Rachel. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Carol.
I'm looking forward to this conversation around mentorship. So important. Yes. But I'd love listeners to let you just know a little bit about Rachel, and then I'm going to hand the mic over to her so she can tell us a little more about herself. So she started and is an author, a holistic psychotherapist, and a transformational life coach. She is the author of Celebrating Solitude, How to Develop and Honor Your Highest Self. And she's also the host of her podcast, Self-Talk, with Rachel Astarte. So I'll make sure to have lots of links so that you're going to know exactly where to find her. But Rachel, I'd love to let our audience know a little bit about you. So I'm going to pop two questions your way.
Sure.
All right. What is something people would be surprised to know about you?
This is, since you just mentioned it, that I love solitude, that I am one of those people who could spend weeks without seeing another human being and be perfectly fine.
It's not that strange. I live out in the country and I can find myself sometimes like, oh, wow, I haven't left home.
I haven't
been anywhere. It's like, what's wrong with this picture? You suddenly make that effort sometime, but we're going to dig into a little bit more about the importance of solitude. Absolutely. Yeah. But one more before we move into that arena. Who's been the kindest to you recently?
It's funny that you mentioned this question to me, because just this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this as our talk goes on, but I'm in the process of creating a community for women in midlife, for mentorship. And I've been speaking to a lot of other women in midlife. And one woman that I spoke with, who I also had as a guest on my podcast, who does yoga and teaches yoga, just offered for free three videos that I can host on the community for women to just have, which is just, that was such a kind gesture that really touched my heart. That I just want your women to have access to these three really helpful yoga classes that I videos that I put together. So that was really touched. So I'm still kind of high off that. That just happened like a couple of hours ago.
But it's funny because as you shared that, it just kind of went straight into my heart as well.
Yes.
So that generosity, if we could learn to share more with each other, we don't have to get back in a monetary fashion. It's just all part of creating a beautiful community.
Yes. So creating... And I want to give her name, because that's what this is all about.
Sure.
Her name is Nick Danu, NYK, and she does Yoga for Misfits, which is just such a beautiful, beautiful
I love it.
Program. Yeah. So she generously gave three of her videos to just live on the community site for women to partake as they wish.
I'd love to. We're going to certainly share more. You know, while we're talking about the community, let's just talk about it so that we've got it here, and it links straight into what you're sharing. So tell me more. I know this is coming up.
Yes, and it'll make more sense as we talk about it. But the community that I'm creating is for women in midlife moving toward mentorship. And so the community itself is called the Awaken Women Mentors Community. And what I'm hosting on that site is a number of things. There are a lot of benefits for women who want to join this community. When I speak to women in midlife as a therapist, there are two issues that come up. One is a lack of purpose as they get older, and the other is a lack of community. So I decided to create this community for women in midlife. And so there are two facets to the community. One is the obvious. We get to all gather together, share our knowledge, share our experiences, and support each other, elevate each other. And that's, you know, a lot of like-minded women gathering together is just good to know. You can log on and chat with your sisters, you know? But the other really important part of it is a year-long course called the Foundation of Self program. And that walks, and it's three trimesters with a month in between for integration or just vacation, where we're going through three phases of self-development. The first is called Unearthing the Self, and that's where we actually use the Celebrating Solitude text to help us to find who we truly are, redefining roles that we may have picked up along the way, really tapping into our core being to develop who we are at our to start, because that's where we all need to start. The second trimester is called Polishing the Gem. That's when we take that self and we clean it up, you know,
right.
And that means dealing with childhood wounding that we might not have resolved, learning how to develop healthy boundaries, overcoming negative self-talk or imposter syndrome. We get into more of the therapy and coaching aspects in that trimester. And the following trimester, the final trimester, is called Sharing the Wealth, which is how to step into mentorship and what mentorship really means.
And that's what we're going to dig into now in our conversation. If I'm correct, you've got the starting in September. So We're right and ready for everybody to, and I'll make sure we've got show notes links that people can find out more. I know you've got a couple of introduction videos ahead of this, and then they'll be able to sign up. So take a look at the show notes and make sure that you, it sounds magnificent. Magnificent. So, but tell me, I know that finding purpose and starting and sharing through mentorship, and as I had this little thing that I took off, self-improvement is not enough. We must be able to give back the gift of our true selves to the world around us. And we can do that through mentorship. Younger women are the obvious mentees, and they're so, so important. But we women in midlife have tremendous gifts to offer society as whole, simply by having lived our lives. So let's dig into this. I know, let's start off with, why is self-development important? We know it's not enough, but it's a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's the only starting point. How do we show up in the world? Well, who is we? It's us. You know, like, what are we bringing out into the world? So if our core being is wounded or easily triggered or has no self-esteem or is fearful or anxious or depressed, then that's the energy we are contributing to collective consciousness. So we are all interconnected. I'm a science geek as well as a spiritual being. So I think a lot about quantum physics and the quantum field. We are all vibrating energy, right? So what energy are we vibrating? Mm-hmm. What are we putting out into the world? So it has to start with us. In order to be a functional member of a community, and community is essential, we need to have our house clean. We need to at least as clean as possible, right?
Right. So to be searching for those tools. And you know, what you were sharing earlier in what you've got coming up in this community is digging into that.
Yes.
That beginning, that foundational part.
Right. And so that part about women in midlife feeling like they don't have purpose, what they're talking about, as I've spoken with a lot of women about that, is a deeper purpose. Of course, you have a purpose. Some people have children or animals or people that they care for. They have a career, they have a relationship, or none of those things, but they feel like they've done things for 40, right. 50 years. Mm-hmm. But why don't I feel fulfilled? That's why. Mm-hmm. Because what's happening is you've created this beautiful thing, whatever, you know, this cloud of wonderfulness that you are, and it smacks up against a wall because you're not sharing it. You know, what does it mean to share our gifts with the world? Well, that can happen through your career. That can happen through parenting. That can happen through just being a good friend or a sister or a daughter or whatever. But we forget that we do play a huge part in the world around us energetically. So when we clean up the self, when we do our inner work, that radiates out just by not getting triggered as easily or being able to tolerate somebody who is being a little difficult, right. Knowing how to draw healthy boundaries with people who are not people we need in our circle right now, with compassion and love. Yeah.
But I'd love to tie this into this mentorship, because once you have now done this housekeeping or this house cleaning, and we've looked at realizing, and you're looking for your purpose, and you're going, you know, and I can relate to that. I'm 60. I turned 63 on Sunday. I almost
oh, happy pre-birthday.
Thank you. But it is, you kind of, you've given so much, you've done so much, and then you go, well, I've only got so much left. And then what is, you know, when you ask what's your purpose at 20 and 30 and 40, it looks completely different.
That's right.
To, you know, now in your 50s and 60s. But you're talking about mentorship, and I sort of visualize that word mentorship and embracing community. So just tell us more about the importance of what is mentorship and what can midlife women do with it?
Yeah, and great question. When we usually think of mentorship, a few words come into mind, like expert, guru, and usually it takes place in business, in the workplace. So if you look up online, women and mentorship, you'll find a slew of responses that come back about how to mentor women in business. But that's only one small aspect of what mentorship means. So one of the classes, the free classes that I'm offering September 1st, is going to be redefining mentorship. So what does that mean, to answer your question? We can mentor in many ways. We can be literal mentors, as I just described, where you go into the workplace and you help a younger person to learn the craft of what you do. We can certainly mentor younger women, so women who are in their 20s and 30s who are clueless about what's going on or are even fearful about this crazy thing called menopause that's coming up and all that stuff. We can help them through those scary moments, because we are going through them, or we have gone through them. In my case, I'm postmenopausal.
Right.
So, and what all that means, we can volunteer in our community, but what we're really talking about is, again, what's the we? It's the I. It's who you are as an individual woman, and there is no one like you in the world, no one else. So that's how powerful you are. So when you're able to be grounded and compassionate and loving in your actions in the world, you can be a mentor just by living. That means every human being that you interact with, you're coming from a grounded, wise woman place.
I love that.
And that changes the energy of the whole room around you. Mm. So that's another way that you can mentor that people don't often see.
And I love what I'm just hearing you say, is that then to recognize the value that you have. Mm-hmm. And so that self-care and going, you have value, you have something to contribute. So when one gets to this midlife crisis and going, well, what's my purpose and who needs me now? The kids are out of home,
right,
or this
right,
is
right.
whatever, or don't have animals anymore. But just realizing that you have such gifts for just having lived life.
Yes.
And that
yes.
you can give that on to somebody else. That let's get on, as you mentioned in the really beginning of our conversation, about solitude.
Mm-hmm.
You said, sure. We need regular peers. So we've got community, and yes, we need community, but we also need solitude.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I come from the belief that you can't really do serious self-work without solitude. There's too much coming at us from society, from people we know, from the voices in our head, from the labels that we've been given and the roles that we've played. When you have solitude, the only person you're consulting with is your true self, your connection to source, which we all have, great mystery, God, Godhead, whatever you want to call it. Where we come from, we carry within us that power and that majesty. So in solitude, we are able to answer to no one but the thing connected to source, that spark of the universe that we are. So I suggest starting a solitude practice every day. And that can be 5 minutes. That can be 5 hours if you have that kind of time. I don't, but you know,
I'd love
I do
if you
what
could
I can.
Just step in, because that's just what I was going to ask you. What are some practical steps? You know, let's not waste the solitude.
Right. So all that matters, and this is in the book, all that matters when you create a solitude practice is that you are doing something that brings you joy, something that celebrates the you that you are. So for some people, it's meditation. For some people, it's taking a walk. For some people, but it has to be done in solitude. It could be knitting. It could be crafting. It could be reading a book. It could be journaling. Journaling is a wonderful thing to do in your solitude practice. It could be dancing in your living room, whatever it is. And it can be different every day. Whatever you feel called to do, that's the important part, is that the only person you're consulting is yourself. That gets us into the practice of understanding our worth. And of course, to answer the question that I'm hearing in the ether is, I'm afraid to be alone because all the ugly thoughts come up and all of the negative stuff and the things that I don't want to face in my life come up when I'm alone. But my suggestion and invitation is to welcome all aspects of your being as part of who you are
and
sit with them.
Explore
them, because there's nothing to be afraid of. Right. These are parts of yourself. They may be disowned parts of yourself or wounded parts of yourself, but those are the things that need your love the most.
Right. They're wanting your attention. And
yes,
so it's not
absolutely.
Ignore them that and suppress them because we feel we're not supposed to go in that direction.
Right.
But it's interesting you speak about all these different things one can do. I love in the morning going to my hummingbird feeders and then watering my plants. And it's just that, you know, that just that the feeling of the watering can and the water coming out, and I am doing it alone. And I don't do it every morning, but I must admit when I do it, you get lost in the sense of flow. It's just such an uplifting, wonderful feeling. So yeah.
Beautiful. Hummingbirds are close to my heart. So how wonderful that you have
that.
That's a perfect example. And the other part of that getting lost in the flow part of it is mm-hmm. so important, because it's just you and the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a beautiful thing to generate. Yeah.
And I know you spoke about journaling as well, and also just tying in with what you shared now about these negative emotions. I have a journal, pre-printed one that I follow, that offers me a choice of words to explore what my feelings are. And it's a host of words. And I've heard this quite often, that we can be very limited in the words that we give our emotions. I feel mm-hmm. anger. I feel joy. I feel...
Right.
And to delve out a little further and to increase our vocabulary to... Mm-hmm. put other words onto the emotions that we're feeling,
yes.
just digging a little deeper. But,
yeah, that's great. It's always good to have the words, you know.
So, Rachel, one of the things I've got here that you've shared is, how can I be a mentor if my own life is not where I want it to be? What advice do you have for women who are going to throw that question at you?
Right. So, and that is a wonderful question, and it's one that I get a lot. I just don't have anything to offer. My life is a mess right now. I'm going through perimenopause. I have brain fog. What could I possibly offer to anybody else? You know, or I still have a lot of childhood wounding. What I suggest is to look at it differently, which is to say, all of your challenges, all of your questions, all of your uncertainties are gold to mentees, because it lets them know that you don't have to be perfect. in order to be a mentor, in order to help someone else. We're not perfect. We're never going to be perfect. We are all works in progress. When we're mentoring, again, either by just living our lives or by actually working with a mentee or many mentees, for them to see that you are still growing gives them hope, right? And the other part of that is that women in midlife, and maybe it's the way we're trained by society, is we're never good enough. What we do is never enough. And part of the work that I do with women in this program is to undo that. You are enough as you are. And there's a dialectic there, because you can still want to improve on what you have while still being fine with who you are.
With who you are. And yeah. Realizing, that's so important, because people want to relate. And they can relate if they can hear little nuggets in your story that you're sharing. I'm struggling with this, then.
Yeah, because I know I wouldn't want to go, if I had an addiction to alcohol and I went to a recovery therapist and they had never had a drink, I wouldn't necessarily want to work with them, right? They don't know what they're talking about. So almost the more messed up you are, the better mentor you'll be.
That's something, before we wrap up, I have one more question for you, which is, women always need to know more about this. What's the biggest misunderstanding of boundaries?
Oh, yeah. The biggest misunderstanding about boundaries is that they stop with you. In other words, it's you building some kind of barrier between you and another person. It's the opposite. When we create a boundary, what we're actually doing is trying to improve that relationship with that person. And we do that by having those healthy, compassionate, and loving, that's an important word, loving boundaries. So boundaries are in place for the benefit of both people.
Yeah. That's so important to remember that, because then you both will give the freedom to move forward with something or to resolve something, as opposed to feeling the doors closed.
Exactly.
So that is wonderful. Well, as we wrap up this episode, if I had to ask you, what's one thing you would hope the listeners take away today? What would that be?
Something I said earlier, and I think it's worth repeating. Don't underestimate your power. The fact that you are, there's a reason that you are an original being. There's a reason why humanity isn't carbon copies of one another. The reason is that we all have a unique contribution to collective consciousness, and yours is essential. So don't ever listen to anybody who says you're not good enough, because who you are is exactly what the world needs.
World needs. I love that. Thank you. Best places to find you. I know that I have your website, which I'll make sure there's a link. And as you said, on your website, people can schedule a session with you. They can find links to your podcast. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this exciting new community that you're launching. They'll be able to find everything there. And then social media. Where's the best place to connect with you?
Probably the best place would be Instagram. That's at Rachel Astarte Therapy. I'm also on Facebook with the same handle.
Perfect.
And pretty much I'm all over social media. So
links. Yep. We'll have you on Instagram, LinkedIn. I have your YouTube channel, and then I'll pop the Facebook link in as well. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate that. And just reminding women who are listening, you are worthy as you
Thank
are.
Thank you, Carol.
All right. So I am your host, Carol Clegg. And as a coach, I help women solopreneurs in midlife overcome procrastination, find balance in their business, and cultivate a positive mindset through tailored accountability and mindset coaching integrated with the Positive Intelligence Program. You can confidently step out of overwhelm, know your worth, and create a fresh path to success. So for those that have been listening to us today, thank you. Appreciate you being here with us. I would love to ask you to share this episode wherever you like to share your content. And as you step into this week, I encourage you, find your own way of connecting, inspiring, and creating. Until the next time.